listening to episode 298, Arming Illegals in America. I am your host, Al Martinez, also known as Alpha Mike. This is the podcast that is going to kind of explain why all of a sudden, if you're an illegal, that means you should not be here in America. The government believes you should be in possession of a firearm. But before we get to that, if you're into the firearms industry and looking to get training, give us a call at RaiderCopTac.com. That's RaiderCopTac.com. There's our website where you can get tactical training, either the beginner stage, intermediate, doesn't matter, on an evolution, different evolutions of weaponry, and we would love to train you. Also, you can hear all our podcasts from number one to this one, 298, and all you have to do is type in RaiderCop.com, RaiderCop.com. And of course, if you want to give us a call, you can at area code 813-942-7400. 813-942-7400. All right, before I do my intro, I want to talk a little bit about why I sound like Daffy Duck sometimes. Had oral surgery March 1st. So, feel a lot better, doing fantastic and fabulous, but it's a process. So if you're wondering why I sound like Elmer Fudd, that's the reason. Now, our intro. In the last episode we did, 297, we discussed the federal judge by the name of Coleman, I believe it was, that ruled illegal aliens could possess firearms. Well, that's bad in itself, and that's what we're going to discuss in this episode. What's mind-boggling is how that federal judge even came to that conclusion, but we'll dive into that more in the main event. On the introduction side, let's talk about the appellate courts that recently told President Trump. The appellate court in New York said that the fine against President Trump of $400 million in order for him to appeal was excessive, and that judge, or that ruling body in the appellate court of New York State, brought it down to $174. Isn't that better? Yeah, from $400 to $174. No, it's still excessive amount of money, and excessive fines should not be imposed. So the Banana Republic continues to work under the Democratic flag in creating laws and just doing whatever they want. The good news that the excessive bail amount of $400 million was lowered to $174. Now there's this notion that a lot of Americans believe that Donald Trump cannot come up with $400 or $500 million. Well, there's not too many billionaires that are holding $500 million underneath their mattress either. But recently, his media company, which has merged with another media company on Truth Social, has raised in the area of about $3 billion. So, recently, President Joe Biden took to name-calling his opponents. I guess he's trying to imitate Donald Trump. You know how he calls him Sleepy Joe and all that other stuff? So, President Biden wanted to call him Broke Don. But while he was saying this joke on his campaign with about six people listening. He kept on referring to him as Broke Don. But Donald Trump had just put his media company in the stock market and was making them billions of dollars. So they can't even come up with a correct punchline. And let's not even talk about the vice president that recently went to Puerto Rico. She started listening to a group of singers singing, and she kind of was into the beat and moving her hips and clapping her hands, and she was all excited, and her aide too, like, look at these people, they're actually singing to me. And then the translator explained, no, what they're kind of saying is they're protesting you. So the clapping stopped and the frown on the face showed up. My friends, if anything, we can agree on. If you disagree with what I'm saying about Democrats, okay, I'll take you up on that at face value. But at least we should be able to come to some accord that these Democrats are just bad politicians. Chuck Schumer gets involved in the Israeli politics, saying that Netanyahu should step down, which is a no-no. You know, mind your own business. It should be the element there. And then former senator that recently died, Lieberman, he used to be a Democrat, then he became a liberal. He's been out of politics for a good while. Recently blasted Schumer for that position. Now, Lieberman is a Jew, so he's Schumer. But now Lieberman has died, just, you know, recently blasting Schumer. So that will live in infamy against the Democratic Party. It is a clown show like no other. Whatever they do blows up in their face. Whatever they say blows up in their face as well. What are you going to do? Recently, President Trump was invited to the funeral of the NYPD officer that was killed in the line of duty, Jonathan Diller. And he was invited by the family. And while he was giving his condolences, thousands of officers were paying their respects in the funeral process. At the same time, President Biden, former President Obama, and former President Bill Clinton were rubbing elbows with the elites at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan on a fundraiser. What do they call it? Fundraiser. But anyway, they were raising up money. In other words, they could care less about the officer that died. How can you say such a thing? Well, they didn't attend. That gives you a lot of evidence right there. The president of the Sergeants Union in the NYPD basically told the Democrats to stay away from the funeral. We don't want you, especially since you were too busy trying to cancel the NYPD. And the suspect that killed the officer, the 34-year-old scumbag, we're not going to announce his name because we're not going to make him famous, but we'll call him scumbag, was charged with murder in the first degree of a police officer on the same day of the officer's funeral. You know, it won't bring him back. It's going to be interesting to see in New York, this liberal blue state running amok, what's going to happen to this guy. We'll keep an eye on that case. And lastly, the crypto CEO Sam Bankman-Fried got 25 years and was ordered to pay back $11 billion. You know, it's the retarded kid that's taking the fall for the crypto disaster, as everybody's money just disappeared in the blink of an eye. Well, the fall guy, Sam Bankman-Fried, got hit with 25 years. I don't even think he knows what happened, but he's gone. What are you going to do? All right, last, I'm giving you the appeal that I gave you the last podcast. My good friend, his daughter is missing. We need your help. Her name is Jackson Savannah Castaneda. She is on the missing persons website. And there's going to be a link as to her information. It is on our social media platform. So wherever there's Raider Cop, Raider Cop Podcast, social media, scroll down. We post it. We're going to try to post it every week now. We were posting it every day. And you're going to see that photograph. And we're going to try to keep this alive until we get more information on her whereabouts. Especially in California. She lives in Florida, but she was last known place that she was at was California. So any information would tremendously help this poor family that is desperately looking for their 22-year-old daughter. Again, her name is Jackson Savannah Castaneda, and it's a plea, personal plea that I'm giving my audience. All right, time to turn our Bibles to the Word, as we always do. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8 and 9. And it says, "Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the suffering for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began." So that was a long time ago. As always, I encourage you to surround yourself with the Word. The Word, once you have that relationship with God, the Word, the Scripture itself, speaks to you according to what's happening in your life at this time. It will speak to you. And I can tell you, as my heart pours out to my friend and looking for his daughter, those words in Scripture are more powerful now than they've ever been. So keep that in mind. All right. Up on our main event is episode 298, Arming Illegal Aliens in America. It's time to get the short bus, because the circus is coming to town. Episode 298, Arming Illegals in America. What can we do about it? That's what we're discussing on this podcast. If we look at ATF form 4473, and that's the form that all Americans have to fill out if they want to purchase a firearm. Now, this form was revised August of 2023. And I'm not really going to dive into the revision, because it's a kind of play on words. But I recently had to fill one one of these bad boys out when I purchased a carbine, 9mm carbine. And there were some questions on there that kind of bothered me, and we're going to talk about it in a second. But as we look at this application, and if you look at line number 11, it says place of birth, and it says U.S. city and state, or, as in also included, foreign country. Now, you could be born in a foreign country, and now you're a naturalized American citizen. So let's not get too excited just yet. Ethnicity, Hispanic, Latino, non-Hispanic, Latino, Asian, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Black, or African American. Well, I'm not sure what the difference could be. Native Hawaiian or other Pacific or Islander, or the last box all by itself, white. Yes. So nothing really to see there. It's the race mongling form. Number 19, question number 19, country of citizenship, United States of America, USA. Or the other box says other countries, specify. So I guess you have to say where, but there's no real box. It's just you check it. But anyway, so I would, if I was born somewhere else, I wouldn't put USA of America, United States of America. I would have to hit other country or countries. But then there's no box to specify. There are two little lines next to it, so I guess you could write on the line, but looks like shit. But okay, I got it. All right, as we go along, question number 20, if you are an alien, record your U.S.-issued alien or admission number. It's getting interesting now, huh? Question number 21. Now, here you got to put on your seatbelt because and your crash helmet because 21 has a bunch of subsections. So 21A, are you the actual transferee buyer of all the firearms listed on this form? No, I'm Santa Claus. Of course I am. Anyway, it's a stupid question, but they take the opportunity to warn you by saying, warning, you are not the actual transferee buyer. If you are acquiring any of these firearms on behalf of another person, if you are not the actual transfer buyer, the lease licensee cannot transfer any of the firearms to you. So there's a warning on there. Okay, so we'll put that on the good column. I don't think anything's wrong with that question. 21B, do you intend to sell or otherwise dispose of any firearms listed on this form and any other continuation sheets in furtherance of any felony or other offenses punishable by imprisonment for a term of more than 1 year, a federal crime of terrorism, or a drug trafficking offense? That's a freaking mouthful. 21B, do you intend to sell or otherwise dispose of any firearms listed on this form? Well, shit. That's one question. Then all of a sudden, next questions are, you a freaking terrorist and a drug trafficker? So I don't know who the hell did this form, but this is obviously done by a bunch of lawyers. You know they're going to get you, you know, the lawyers. All right, 21C. Are you under indictment or information in any court for a felony or any other crimes for which a judge could imprison you for more than 1 year, or are you a current member of the military who has been charged with the violation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice and whose charge or charges have been referred to general court-martial? Well, Now, if we look at 21C, are you under indictment or information in any court for a felony? Now, the illegal that the federal judge recently said, you know what, I think that the law is unconstitutional. He should be able to have a firearm. That's what she said, the federal judge. Okay? It's all over the media, by the way. If you put anything on there about illegals having gun, this infamous Judge Coleman is going to pop out as being Solomon, the great brain. Obviously, it's a stupidity, and we'll get into that a little bit more after we do the forum. But they've created this, there's a possibility illegals can have guns. No. This forum just says, are you under indictment or are you going to court for a felon that you could be in prison for more than 1 year? Well, shit, if you snuck into the country illegally. Now, I'm not saying in this particular case, but because I don't know the facts. But shit, if you snuck into the country and you might get deported or you might get sent to jail, I guess, for sneaking in. I don't, I'm not a lawyer. But, so yeah, 21C might be a problem to fill out. Let's go to 21D. Have you ever been convicted in any court, including military court, of a felony or any other crimes for which the judge could have imprisoned you for more than 1 year, even if you receive a shorter sentence, including probation? Well, that might fall into the people scaling over the wall at the border. I'm not sure. But they might have been sentenced to something, deported in absence, promised to appear. I don't know. But I would take a hard look at 21D as well. And here's the last one, 21. Make sure it's the last one. No, there's more. Sorry. It's the last one on the page. 21E. Are you a fugitive from justice? I don't know. Snuck into the country and you ran away from border agents. I don't know. That's a tough one. Let me read that one again. I just snuck in, jumped over the wall. Border Patrol told me, stop. Para. And I kept on running. And for our American friends, pardon me, stop. And I kept on running. So, question 21E. Are you a fugitive from justice? Shit, that's a hard one. All right, 21F. Are you an unlawful user of or addicted to... Oh, this is... This is Hunter Biden's question. Sorry. We'll skip that one. All right, 21G. Told you, 21 was loaded. Have you ever been adjudicated as a... Sorry. I think that's a Hunter Biden question, too. Sorry. I don't want to insult crazy people. All right, 21H. We'll try that. Have you ever been discharged from the armed forces under dishonorable conditions? That wouldn't apply to our illegal friends. 21I, are you a subject to a court order, including military protection order issued by a military judge or magistrate? There's quite a bit of an infatuation with the military on these forums. Restrained from harassing, stalking, or threatening your child or intimate partner or child of such partner. Sounds like domestic violence. The OJ syndrome. All right, so maybe Julio. Oh my God, that's so offensive. Maybe the illegal would qualify under 21I. 21J, have you ever been convicted in any court of a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence? Or are you or have you ever been a member of the military? There we go again with this shit. Have you been convicted of a crime that included as an element the use of force against a person as identified in this instructions. Why do lawyers exist? All right, so our illegal friend might not have to answer that one. 21K, have you ever renounced your U.S. citizenship? I haven't, but can the illegal alien mark yes? That's freaking confusing as hell. All right, let's read that one again. 21K, have you ever renounced your U.S. citizenship? So I guess the illegal would have to put no, technically, you know. I don't know. The guy's got to be in a bad spot. All right, 21I, are you, here we go, loaded question, are you an alien illegally or unlawfully in the United States? Bingo. Let me put yes. Okay, boom, did it. Then it gets really complicated. 21M.1, are you an alien who has been admitted in the United States under a non-immigrant visa? Okay, so you'd have to answer that one. And then there's 21M.2. If you answer yes to question 21M.1, do you fall within any of the exceptions stated in the instructions? I'm really freaking confused now. Let's just skip on down to 21N, as in November, or negative Nancy. Do you intend to sell or dispose of any firearms listed on this form or any continuous sheets to any person described in question 21B, 1, or to a person described in question 21M, who does not fall within the non-immigrant alien exception? So, now I'm the clerk at the gun store. Shit. 21M1, are you an alien who has been admitted to the United States under a non-immigrant visa? Well, shit, I'm just a store clerk here selling guns. How the hell would I know? I'll ask him. If he's got to fill it out, you know. I don't fill it out. But anyway, that's question N. That's a loaded question. So as you see, form 4473 of the ATF is a cluster. And it goes on, and when I filled this out recently, I didn't like that transferring of firearms question. Like, there's no time period. Like, do you intend to transfer this firearm to another person in the next 24 hours? No. But 10 years from now? Who the hell knows? You could sell guns. It's not illegal yet. I don't know. So, the ATM form, I don't know if I can put this on the show notes or paste it or whatever you call it, but if I can, it's ATF form 4473. It was revised August of 2023. You can look at it yourself and try to make sense of the whole thing. Now, let's get back to this federal judge. We discussed it last episode, and I'm not going to really get into it much, but it was a federal judge from Illinois, and the case had to do with an undocumented illegal, whatever you want to call them, that was in possession of a firearm and got arrested. The court case took several years to get in front of the judge. When it does appear before the judge, there's no intent to prosecute. And the judge, this Judge Coleman, makes a statement as to, I think this condition that the illegal or undocumented person cannot have a gun in America, I think it is unconstitutional, said the wise judge Judge Solomon or Salomea, because she's a female. So she is a President Obama appointed judge. It's just a coincidence. I'm not trying to paste anything together here. And if I could try to get Marcos Rubio's comments here, let me see if we can plug this in so you can hear it yourself.
Great to have you as always. Let me get this straight. By the very nature of their presence in the United States, if you don't respect our laws, borders, and sovereignty, you're here illegally. Okay. You're not a citizen. You don't have constitutional rights like a U.S. citizen, do you?
Well, this is a ruling by an Obama-appointed judge, I believe. And look, what they're trying to do is blur the line between citizenship and everything else, people that are here illegally. And so that you've seen cities, for example, make an effort to allow people that are in this country illegally that aren't even citizens to vote. This is another example in this case. And you almost wonder if it's not being done to sort of mock both gun laws and also the whole understanding of the value of being a citizen of the United States of America. There has to be a distinction between citizenship and non-citizenship, between being legally here and not legally here. There's no distinction between being here legally or illegally, and there's no distinction between being a citizen or not being a citizen, then what's the point of even having citizenship? What's the point of even having immigration laws? And this is just one more mockery that we're finding in our court system. Luckily, I expect that this is going to be appealed and overturned at some point, because it's an absurd outcome.
So with that being said, I also think it's an absurdity, the ATF form, what was it again, 4473. I think that's absurd as well. So in this case, the gaslighting of Americans continue. They keep on continuously shoving in your face narratives that do not exists. The Second Amendment was not written for illegals. But a federal judge now has caused such a cloudy imprint in everyone's mind that you have Americans going around said, oh, no, they can have guns. And I've heard this before from a couple of people that worked in a gun shop, that when the ATF, in the heat of the moment, during the cover of night, changed the ATF form once, and these legal aliens all of a sudden could pick up firearms or something, whatever it states in that form. But overall, there is a distinction between a United States citizen and an alien. Okay? Whether it's legal or, illegal. Obviously, if you're illegal, you have no rights. And if you are entered legally, your rights should be subservient to the United States citizen. That's in my mind. But the gaslighting has started, confusing people and letting them believe, no, all those millions that crossed over, they can have guns too. It's sick. If our forefathers were alive today, in creation of the Second Amendment, knew that we would F this up so bad, I think they would have written something else a little bit more straight to the point so you get it. But anyway, that's my opinion. All right, up next, April 10th, and that's going to be episode 299. God, Jesus, almost up to 300 episodes. We're going to have a Bolo interview. Remember, when I tell you in the name of the episode as a Bolo, B-O-L-O, be on the lookout it's going to be an interview. And we have the interview coming up with in April with Fidel Gonzalez on his art and photography. Beautiful work that he does. We're going to discuss it with him. And we're also going to bring back the amazing Wonder Woman. And she's going to be doing several episodes here on wellness and probably talk about her photography and some of the other things that she's lining up after law enforcement. And what's important that we're trying to do here on the podcast, a lot of people have retired in law enforcement and they're becoming successful in other things. So whenever you have the opportunity, we'll bring them on so we can continue to highlight their success. So keep that in mind. Last episode, 297, first shots with Eminem. A lot of people liked it. She really articulated well on her strong points and how she felt shooting a pistol and three types of caliber for the first time. We're going to have more of those shows when she also details her first shots with a shotgun, with a carbine, and with a rifle. But those are later on in the year, and those shows are being done to help that novice shooter or that person on the fence. Man, I really want to get a gun, but I'm scared. I'm apprehensive. And, you know, that's why we're doing what we're doing. So keep that in mind. Also in April, I hope to have our co-host, Kilo Sierra Karras, come on as he can discuss his new classes in New Jersey, concealed weapons CCW classes that are being offered up in New Jersey. Let's not let them know that we've been doing it for years. But it's a new thing up there. So if you're interested, that's the place to go. Now, if you're thinking about getting your gun fixed, Pistol Pete the gunsmith, there's nobody else on the planet like him. He can fix a gun with his eyes closed. And I highly recommend them. Pistol Pete the gunsmith down in Miami. You can look him up on Facebook or just Google Pistol Pete the gunsmith. He'll pop up with his information. Give Pete a call. He'll explain how easy and legally you can send your gun to him via the mail, and he'll fix it up to your specifications, and you'll be blown away, and he'll send it to you legally right back. Easy peasy transition. So highly recommend. New Jersey area, don't forget Karras. Kilo Sierra is up there. His information is always on the bottom of the show notes. And give him a call if you're looking for great firearms training in the New Jersey area. And if you're in the South Florida area, Triple A, that's three A's for our lefty friends, AAA, gunsafety.com. And that's with Amado Abello, and superb instructor also. Also, our co-host we're going to be having out here soon enough. So that wraps up episode 298, Arming Illegals in America. I read that monotonous ATF form 4473. See if you could make sense of it, because I can't make sense of anything anymore. As always, continue to pray for yourself, because without you, we have nothing. Continue to pray for your family, for your community, for the law enforcement agencies that serve you. And most important, continue to pray for the United States of America. I'll see you downrange.